Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode, we walk by the shore of Tamil Sangam literary work Natrine, poem 11, written by Ulochanar, set in the landscape of Nadal or the coastal regions, in the consoling words of the lady's confidant to the lady as the man listens by. பெய்யாது வைகிய கோதை போல மெய்சாயினை அவர் செய்குறி பிழைப்ப உள்ளி நொதுமலர் நேர்பு உரை தெல்லிதின் வாரார் என்னும் புலவி உட்கொழல் ஒளிகமால நின் நெஞ்சத்தானே புணரி பொருத பூமணல் அடைகரை ஆளிமருங்கின் அளவன் ஓம்பி வளவன் வல்பு ஆய்ந்து ஊற நிலவு விரிந்தன்றால் காணலானே. As I stepped on the sandy beach of this poem, all I could see was Ali, or the ocean extending into infinity. Once my eyes had done gulping the ocean, then I stooped down to pick the shells that caught my eye. For instance, the word punari, or a wave, called out to me. Incidentally, the word punari has other meanings like sea, shore, and loneliness. Just the combination of these synonyms seemed to pen a poetic portrait. Then there was alavan, which I learned refers to the crabs that prance around on the shore. To shed light on it all, there was nilavu, my moon, shining bright on the seashore. Looking through the expert eyes of explanatory texts, my vision extended to capture the meaning and context as thus. The lady and her man had planned to rendezvous on the shore, but the man had failed to turn up. As the lady feels distress, the lady's confidant says these words to the lady, which serves to console her as well as pass on a hidden message to the man, who later arrives and is in earshot. She says, "Like a garland of flowers that fade away unworn, you waste away in agony. I know you're thinking about the rumors spreading around about you both, and you have decided that he will not come. Destruct that despairing thought from your heart. On this flower bed of a sand shore near these roaring waves, he will ride like an expert charioteer, a master of the reins he holds, and will ride with such skill so as to not harm the crabs that run around. Behold, even the moon is on your side, spreading its light on the expanse of this shore." Remember that feeling of lying on a beach and gazing at the sky? If we look without looking, the floating clouds would seem to fuse into known forms. Likewise, on this seashore, the white clouds wafting above tell me some more stories. First is the hidden message. By outward appearance, it seems as if the lady's confidant is only consoling the distressed lady. However, it is also a message to the man that rumors are spreading, the lady is worried, and a subtle nudge to hasten his thoughts of marrying her. The other formation on the sky is the device the lady's confidant employs to disrupt negative thinking. To dispel those dark thoughts, she asks her to construct the image of her man as the expert charioteer riding towards her. This brings to mind the concept of Patronus seen in the Harry Potter series to vanquish one's dementors. This lady, 2000 years ago, seems to be thinking on the very lines as she says, "Imagine and see right before your eyes the scene of your man riding the chariot and reaching towards you." In the end, the wholesome feeling of being in this shore was contained in the reference to those crabs by the shore and how even these little creatures are left unharmed by the grace and expertise of the rider. This made me ask whether in our rush towards our goals and dreams, if we always remember to remember those metaphorical crabs that stroll by on the shore of our life, those seemingly unrelated things in our journey. But the answer also seems to lie in verse. For if we can be guided by that shining moon, which is our true purpose, then we shall journey on, missing not just the crabs, but even the ants in our life. Thank you for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me through ancient lands and minds. Sangam Lit is now available on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn and Spotify apps. Please subscribe on your favorite app and listen on. Do visit my website nandinikarki.com to read more and to share your thoughts. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.